Live. Former local government minister questions effectiveness of increased CDF under UPND government. DEC nabs two foreign nationals for illegal drug offences. And in global news, Egypt accuses Ethiopia of reckless now management as flooding fears rise. Afternoon, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. Former local government minister Stephen Kampyongo has questioned the impact of the expanded constituency development fund CDF under the UPND, arguing that the previous 1.6 million kwacha allocations under the Patriotic Front PF administration delivered more tangible results than the current 30.6 million kwacha being disbursed. Mr. Kampyongo, who is also Shuangandu Member of Parliament, has questioned the logic behind government's continued focus on increasing the CDF allocation, arguing that the effectiveness of the CDF remains low due to persistent inefficiencies on the ground. He is concerned that the UPND has allegedly deviated from the core objective of the fund, which he said was originally designed to meet grassroots development needs in a timely and community-driven manner. Mr. Kampyongo has expressed concern that lack of trained personnel and weak institutional structures continue to hamper the program's success, particularly in rural and peri-urban areas.
They have departed from the rationale of that fund. The rationale behind the introduction of that fund was the supplementary nature. I can give, for example, in my constituency, just last term of being in office, I was able to do 3 mini hospitals with government. Mini hospitals. So even as much as the CDF was 1.6, the developmental programs that we were able to achieve within the same period cannot be compared to what you can achieve with a much increased CDF when government is not implementing any capital project. So we need to look at the CDF with clear lenses, not political rhetoric to try to weak people.
The government has increased the allocation for CDF to 6.2 billion kwacha in the 2026 national budget, with the increase translating to 40 million kwacha per constituency from 36.1 million kwacha in 2025. The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has arrested two foreign nationals in connection with transnational drug trafficking offences. DEC Deputy Public Relations Officer Teresa Mawere says as part of its heightened border security operations, DEC arrested a Tanzanian national in connection with the offence of trafficking in 111.9 grams of dry loose cannabis and 100 milliliters of hashish oil concealed in 10 syringes. Ms. Mawere says the suspect, identified as Ali Yaya Ali, male, aged 33, was intercepted during an intelligence-led operation conducted at the Chirundu one-stop border post, where he was found aboard a named bus from South Africa and destined for Tanzania. She has further disclosed that in a separate operation, the commission has arrested a South African national identified as Colette Emile, male, aged 39, in connection with the offence of unlawful possession of six sachets of candy gummies weighing 20 grams and containing 1.6% of tetrahydrocannabinol, which is above the legal threshold of 0.3%. Ms. Mawere says both suspects have been detained in lawful custody awaiting court processes.
Both suspects are in lawful custody and are waiting for court processes. DEC also wishes to clarify that the person arrested earlier this year in connection with the Zamsa case was a finance manager under the Peace Health, Reproductive, Maternal, Newborn and Child Health Project, hosted under the hospice of the Ministry of Health and not the previously mentioned individual. The Commission is working with national and regional partners to combat drug-related and financial crimes and is encouraging the general public to report any suspicious activities.
The accused in months recorded the theft of over 120 solar panels from streetlights and traffic lights across the district valued at 156,000 kwacha. Kitwe City Council Public Relations Manager Mark Anakweti says their thefts have been reported along Nyerere Road, Langashe, Kwacha, Kazembe, Fnyu and at the traffic lights situated at the junction of President Avenue and Kanyanta Road. Ms. Nakweti explains that as a result, some streetlights and traffic lights are now non-functional, creating a risk and inconvenience for motorists, pedestrians and cyclists, especially during the night. She says this act of vandalism undermines the progress of the district as funds that could have been directed towards other essential community services will now be diverted to repair and replace the stolen equipment. Ms. Nakweti has since urged the public to report any suspicious activities around streetlights or traffic lights to Kitwe City Council or the Zambia Police Service.
As a local authority, we strongly condemn these acts and we are appealing to residents to be vigilant. We urge the public to report any suspicious activities around streetlights or traffic lights to Kitwe City Council or the Zambia Police Service. Together, let us take pride in the infrastructure that has been put in place to protect it from destruction and work hand in hand to safeguard our city for the good of our community today and for the future generations.
The Zambia Institute of Human Resource Management, ZIHRM, has issued a strong warning to employers, urging them to ensure that all human resource practitioners under their employment are fully compliant with the Institute's affiliation requirements. ZIHRM Inspector Masuzia Nyorongo has revealed that the Institute has implemented stricter enforcement measures aimed at cracking down on individuals posing as HR professionals without proper accreditation. Mr. Nyorongo has disclosed that currently non-affiliated members' rate stands at 30%, but efforts are underway to reduce this figure to zero. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Nyorongo is urging employers to support their HR staff by ensuring they are fully paid up members of the professional body. Mr. Nyorongo further disclosed that in a move to enhance monitoring and enforcement, the Institute has expanded its operations and established offices in strategic places to conduct regular inspections.
It's also the onus on employers to ensure that at the beginning of the year, okay, they find out from their members if they have a policy in terms of them maybe paying for themselves or if they are going to pay for. But all you know, it's also the duty of the employer to ensure that every year that their employees are renewed and they're up to it.
The National Union for Small-Scale Farmers in Zambia, NUSFAZ, has attributed the delays in delivering of farming inputs to farmers under the Farmer Input Support Program, FISP, to the absence of the e-voucher payment system during the 2024-2025 farming season. According to the Auditor General's report for the financial year ended 31st December 2024, 25.7 million kwacha worth of inputs have remained undelivered as of August 2025. Reacting to this revelation, in an interview with Phoenix News, Union Executive Director Ebony Lolozi explains that e-voucher allows for agro dealers to only be paid after inputs have been delivered or upon presenting an invoice to government. Mr. Lolozi has since expressed his support for the 100% migration to e-voucher payment systems going forward, emphasizing that it will significantly reduce such cases.
This is why we are saying that now that you know the government is going 100% e-voucher, you know, find that the possibility of having such cases is actually minimal. Because what is there is that as the farmers are swiping from the agro dealers, that is when the government is able to pay that agro dealer. So meaning that the government is only able to pay upon an agro dealer presenting an invoice, okay? So meaning that in such cases, what can be in mind?
Phoenix News, we take a break.
Phoenix FM. A whole new light for radio.
In global news, Egypt has launched a sharp diplomatic offensive against Ethiopia, accusing its upstream neighbor of reckless and irresponsible management of the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam after unilateral water releases were